Hello and welcome to This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton. My name is Rory St. John. On June 3rd, 1800, President John Adams becomes the first acting president to take up residence in Washington, D.C. Unfortunately, the White House, or President's Mansion, or President's House, as it was called then, was not yet finished, so Adams moved into temporary digs at Union Tavern in Georgetown.
This will be my greatest role, playing President of the United States.
John, could you do that a little more forcefully?
All right.
I don't believe
more,
it.
More stately?
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Carry yourself with dignity.
Okay, give me a moment.
This will be my finest role.
Wave your fist in the air. Come on.
For sure.
You don't want... No, you know, you remind me of a woman.
Did I sound too feminine when I...
Absolutely.
Said?
Everyone's going to think you're the first female president.
Right.
You're only...
I gotta distance myself from that because, I mean, they're not even human. So,
yeah.
I
can do it. Remember, masculine.
Masculine. All right.
As the president of the United States, I will outlaw women.
That's it. That's it.
What?
You're illegal.
We're acting. We're acting, dear.
I don't think I like where this conversation is going.
Well, it's an act. It's okay.
Listen,
so
woman.
You're not outlawing
this is the
women?
Acting president.
Well, no, because under the president can't make laws, so Congress would have to do that.
Oh, yeah. I still don't appreciate the way you're talking about women, though. I don't think that's very good. I might have to shoot you all where you stand.
What?
Well, I guess it's a good thing that women can't use guns.
No, I can't.
Well, I guess you can.
Ah, I'm dead.
Yeah, he is dead.
You do.
Oh, I'm... Ow.
And John Adams did receive a posthumous Academy Award for his role as president. However, people do think of him poorly because he was making sexist remarks. Remember, you should not make sexist remarks as they are very bad. This is This Day in History on WHRW, Binghamton.